This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. Hail to the
Redskins. Here we go. Well, it's time for the Redskins report with Trevor Maddich. Trevor Maddich, of course, is a former elite long snapper. He's WMAO's Redskins analyst, and you see him all the time on Comcast Sportsnet, where he serves as a co-host over there, busy man that he is. Trevor Maddich, it's the Redskins versus the Cleveland Browns, and it was supposed to be a very different game that we were looking forward to, one that would pit Kirk Cousins versus Robert Griffin III, but that is not to be.
I know, and so the game lost so much of its drama. And that's unfortunate, but it still has plenty of drama because the Redskins remain a team that bad teams look to on their schedule as the place where they can get well. And this Cleveland team is 0-3, but they've been competitive, and they've got some good young pieces, and the Redskins have got some players that are dinged up. So this is not a gimme for the Redskins.
Well, and speaking of being dinged up, I mean, we at the beginning of the week when we were sort of talking about the Giants, the win over the Giants, D'Angelo Hall was still a question mark. Well, now we have the answer to that question. And so what does that do to the defense for the Redskins now?
Well, it shakes it up a bit. And D'Angelo Hall has been playing like a 24-year-old. He has been flying around, throwing his body into vicious, violent tackles. And that doesn't just have an impact on the other team. That has an impact on inspiring his own guys. And so he's a guy that was tremendously valuable. The good thing about the Redskins secondary is that they do have a lot of depth. Kendall Fuller, who's a draft choice from this last year, is a very, very good, promising, talented corner, and he's been inactive every week coming up to now. So they've got guys that they can't even suit up that are good players with potential because they've got so many other good players with potential. So it hurts to not have D'Angelo Hall. But they do have plenty of guys in there that they could plug in, and the secondary still should be effective.
Interesting matchups that you see in this game?
Well, the most interesting matchup is the secondary against Terrell Pryor, the Cleveland Browns wide receiver who played quarterback at Ohio State. He has been a revelation for the Browns this year. As a receiver, he's been very effective. He also is lined up as a running back. He's lined up as quarterback and thrown passes. So there's so many things he can do, it gives the defense a lot to think about.
Yeah. I'm very curious, you know, if we started out this season, you know, 0-2, and now we're
one and two.
And so this game could be 2-2.
Yeah.
This could bring us back to even.
Yeah.
This is really this could put things back on a better track. It's pretty important to this team that they win this game, is it not?
Yeah, it's critical because the way the Redskins schedule shakes out, the easy part is now. And they're 1-2 during the easy part. That's a problem.
Yeah.
As you get into later in the season, you play against the Vikings, the Packers, at the Cowboys, at the Cardinals, at the Eagles,
no.
Carolina, you know, and then you know, you finish the season with the Giants on New Year's Day. And so the back end of the schedule is really difficult, and they need to front load this part of the schedule with wins. And dropping that Cowboys game was a real problem as you look at the trajectory of the season.
Last week against the Giants, we finally saw the offense open up a bit and put quite a few points on the board. Does the Cleveland defense pose any real challenges here, or are you looking for Kirk Cousins to finally have the game we've been waiting for this season?
No, the Cleveland defense is pretty good. I mean, they're fine. They're not horrible. But I think there are two things that are factors here. One is that Cousins did play much, much better last week against the Giants. And the reason is that he stopped trying to play like a $20 million quarterback, and he started playing like the $600,000 quarterback that he was last year, and he got on rhythm and he didn't try to force things. Also, Jamison Crowder, wide receiver, was fantastic. You know, he's tied for the lead for the Redskins with receptions. I mean, Crowder, as a punt returner, can take those short passes and turn them into long runs, and so that's been good. But the other thing is that there's an equalizing factor. The Redskins' offensive line is really, really banged up. They'll have a guy starting at center now that's never started at center before because Corey Lichtensteiger is out for the year. And they'll have a guy starting at guard who's only played one snap in the NFL in his entire life.
Man.
And so they've got two young guys that have got to prove that they can handle the job in the middle, and Cleveland will try to test them.
Yeah,
I read somewhere that Gruden and the Cleveland coach, Hugh Jackson, they worked together, what was it, in Cincinnati, I think it was?
Yes.
So they know each other pretty well. Do they? When you work together like that, you sort of get a sense of what the other's philosophy is, don't you?
Yes, you do, and their personality. I mean, what do you default to when you get mad? Because there's a lot of real personality is the point. And Jay Gruden, when he gets mad, defaults to wanting to throw the ball and not run the ball. He's got to really bear down and discipline himself to allow the running game to really be invested in, even when it's not working early, especially when it's not working. So I would tend to think Hugh Jackson, if he tries anything, would be to sell out to stop the run early and turn the Redskins into a one-dimensional team. And so that I think is one area that he'll test the personality, the psyche of Jay Gruden a little bit.
Huh. All right, it's time for a prediction. What do you expect?
I think the Redskins win this game. And I think that it's a good game to have those two young offensive linemen in there for the first time together. That's Ari Quanjo at left guard and Spencer Long at center. And the reason is, even though Cleveland has been competitive, the Redskins' passing game is starting to come around, and they've got so many weapons that I expect them to be able to score a lot more than Cleveland will be able to put up. So I think the Redskins win this game and get some young players some key experience.
And if they do win that game, then how would you feel about the rest of the season going forward? I mean, still very, very tough opponents, but does that give you some hope for the rest of the season?
Some hope, but the Redskins still have to stop the run on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll learn a little bit here, too, because Isaiah Crowell of Cleveland is a very explosive running back, makes a lot of big plays. And so even if they win this game, my hope rides on the Redskins' ability to do the single most fundamental thing that a defense could do, and that's stop the run, and that's something they've struggled to do.
All right. I mean, if I could just, because, Trevor, your expertise goes well beyond just the Redskins. The New England Patriots, you know, they're dealing with this four-game suspension of Tom Brady. They're 3-0 now. They play the Bills this weekend at home. They could very well win that game. I think they're favored in that game. And then they get Tom Brady back. I mean, seriously, what is there any stopping this team this year?
Yeah, I know. That's unfair, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know what, though? You see the – we saw the – Patriots up front, what was it, 2 years ago when they came to practice the game?
In Richmond, yeah.
Training camp.
Yeah.
And the way Tom Brady and that team operated their practice was a revelation. I mean, it was business. It was like a sewing machine. It was just bam, 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 bam. Great precision, great speed, everything hyper-focused. So different from the way the Redskins, and in fairness, most other teams go about their business. So to me, it's no surprise that the rest of the team was able to pick up the slack.
Well, the surprise is that in business, systems can be replicated. Successes can be replicated. Why don't other teams do the things the Patriots do?
Because this is football, and we don't know what the word replicated means.
All right.
It's got too many
syllables.
What
we
got
to do is sneak some video cameras in during the Patriots practice and take video of them.
That's what the Patriots.
No, that's right.
All right, thanks, we'll leave Trevor. It there, Trevor. Thanks a lot.
All right.